Good evening, everyone. I am Ms. Cece, the Real Infopreneur, and you are joining me tonight. It is March 27th, the end of the month already, 2020. Wow. Oh my goodness. We're already at the end of this month. Well, I hope you and your families are doing well in the quarantine situation, or like some people call it, quarantine. We know that the whole world is going through this right now. So hopefully in our podcast, we can provide a little bit of comfort to you, a little bit of connection to the rest of the world. So tonight, first of all, we are going to be joining Black Talk Radio Network for the first time. Our podcast will be moving over. So I want to say thank you so much to Scotty Reed, and shout out to the Black Talk Radio Network family. And it is good to be once again aligned with the number one Black radio station and podcast station in the world. So I'm super grateful, and I'm glad that we are doing this again. So tonight we are going to be talking to Dwight and Angelique. They're going to talk to us about their product. They have created an app for college students. So without further ado, we're going to get them on and talk with them. Good evening, Dwight and Angelique. Do we have you here?
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you? Thanks for having
me. Thank you so much for joining us. So, you know, last show I actually had a couple on, and they so impressed me with their story. They met on a dating app, and they actually, like, from day one knew that they were going to be doing some things together, and they built the business. So tell our listening audience how you met, because I think it is important that we see Black couples doing big things together. And in knowing all about you, we'd like to know how you started. So let us know how you got together.
Angelique, you want to start that?
Okay, so actually music got us together, because I was a backup singer for a gospel band, and mm-hmm. Dwight was hired as the keyboard player for that band. So that's how we met. We met going on tour with the band, and we became friends. And yeah, that's basically how we met. Through music.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So you guys just took a liking to each other, and then bam, whoop, there it is, right?
Actually, it wasn't, you know, immediate. It took some time, maybe. Well, I knew when the first time she came. Oh my God, that's my wife. But, you know, she didn't figure it out until maybe like 3 years later.
Oh, it took her 3 whole years. Okay.
Well, we're friends, and then, you know, we worked our way up. I had to get to know him more. You know, that's how we were able to build a solid foundation for where we are today.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Now, are there any children involved in this relationship yet?
Yes,
we have three.
You have three children.
Three children.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, how are they dealing with the current situation with the quarantine? You guys okay and everything?
Well, you know, like, we try to keep them entertained as much as we can, you know, give them some homework to do, which they don't really like because they think they're on vacation. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we try, you know, to let them go outside in the backyard and things like that. But we're surviving.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Like everybody else, you are surviving. You're making it happen. Yes, we are our children's first teachers, so you are not failing. You're doing a wonderful job. So where are you all stationed? Where are you located currently?
We're in Toronto, Canada, but our business is in the United States. We have several business partners all across the 50 states that's been with us for a period of time. And we keep going back and forth between Toronto and New York, and could be Florida this week, California. But because of COVID-19, you know, America has seen us in the past, I don't know, 30 days, which is difficult. But in Toronto, that's where we're stationed.
Okay, perfect. So you said you all have several businesses. What is the first business venture that you did together?
No, business partners. Not businesses, but...
business partners. Okay. Yeah. So is this your first business together?
This is our first business together, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. Let's get right into that. So you have built an app, and tell us specifically what this app does.
Okay, so... PS Remember is an app for all students, to be honest with you. It's not just college students, but we understand that in today's climate, you know, we really need to service our college students more than any group of students around the world. So if you're in college right now or university, you can sign up to the app. First, let's deal with the currently attending students. So you're part of an exclusive community. The moment you sign up, you go inside, the system tells you, okay, you have this amount of people that are currently attending your institution, and you can follow them, you can get to know them. Also, if you're an alumni, you can come in, the system tells you, you also have a number of college students or students from the past that you went to school with, and you can also reconnect with those students. But the app is not just for America. It's also for over 100 and now 190 countries globally. The only other company that did something like this was Classmates, but they're only for America. We were fortunate enough that we were able to get the data for over 196 countries, and I have to really give much respect for my wife because she's a scientist, and she aggressively went and got the database to help us, to help students around the world so they can reconnect and connect. So that's where we are with that.
Okay.
That's basically that. Oh, one more thing. With the app itself, you know, you can connect your Instagram, you can connect your Facebook, you can connect your YouTube, so you don't necessarily have to leave all those other platforms. You can come over and still have a good time with your classmates on the platform while still connecting other platforms as well.
Okay, well, that sounds very interesting because, you know, there are many different social media platforms. And, you know, one must be guided into a new platform. For instance, like, I mean, I live on Facebook, you know, although there's Instagram, Twitter, there's all kind of things. But I know that the first go-to might be Facebook, you know. And then Black Talk Radio Network actually has an app, too. And as I want to open my mind more, I need to make sure that I'm engaging with these other apps. So how do you encourage engagement to your app? Because again, foundationally, I think we all migrate to Facebook. Younger people, they might do Instagram or something, or Snapchat. I don't do those things. So how do you pull that audience?
So this is important. It's a good question. Because if you look at college students today, or university students, with PS Remember, they're part of an exclusive community. You cannot have this community on Facebook. Let me explain. So let's say I'm going to Harvard University, and I want to reconnect or connect with specific students going to, let's say, Yale. And when I go to Facebook, basically what I'm seeing are groups. I can see groups. I could join a group, but I can't search by name. I can't do, you know, specific searches to reach certain students. I just can't do it. It just doesn't work that way. I can't go through a certain list of currently attending students. This is where we really stand out from everybody else, because if you're currently attending, you can come in and you can see all the currently attending students at that specific university. You can get to know them, get to know what's happening within that university. If I want to, you know, come to that university, I could, instead of talking to the faculty or talking to the school themselves, I reach out to the students and they could tell me, is this somewhere I really want to be? Is the programs, are they really up to date? Are they really as powerful as they say they are? So that's one of our advantages. And, you know, we have reached out to several universities, and they also have their profiles. They've joined us. So the universities are now partnering with us where they can also, reach out to students, not just in America, but foreign students. And that's where the advantage that we have over, let's say, a Facebook. We specifically, you know, have an advantage with the students.
That is wonderful. Now, as I sit here as an entrepreneur myself, I just think of so many possibilities with your app. I haven't downloaded that, but I definitely will. But when you're dealing with people from foreign countries, I would think that, too, you can also connect with foreign exchange entities, and you could probably be a connector for foreign exchange potential parents and students. Yep. Like, you might be able to do something like that on there.
Oh, yes, that's very interesting. Yes, that's another aspect that we didn't think of.
I know, so I want my cut when you guys do it, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. That's
and here's, the, here's another thing I was thinking of. I mean, it makes me so excited, you know, first of all, that you guys are a husband and wife team doing this. And, you know, second of all, you gave your wife the props, like, she's a scientist. That's a wonderful thing. I mean, I love that. So that just immediately makes me think more. So another thing now, when I was going to college, I was going to college as an adult. And as an adult, I mean, I didn't feel intimidation, but something that did intimidate me was always trying to find my classes. You know, it was so difficult. Like, you park in this parking lot and then you have to walk like 10 football fields to your first class. It was ridiculous. And so for like the first probably, I'll be honest, I'm directionally challenged for the first 2 weeks of trying to get to my classes. You know, it was very difficult for me to find building N and then classroom 32. So you could even probably implement some sort of mapping system so the students can find their way to the classes, specifically to the college. Now, that would take some work from the college for them to upload the current information, but I don't see that being a problem because, I mean, they do have it, but I think that you could probably add that to your app.
Yes, because what we have on our app is, like Dwight said earlier, the school do have accounts. They have the ability to create administrative accounts, and they control that account, and they can post anything they want to post on their page that student can follow. So that's something that we can speak to them about to add on their page so that student can easily, you know, click on that link that will help them fund the classes. So that's something else that we can suggest to the school. You know what, this is something that, you know, people have spoken to us about, and I think this is something you should implement.
Yes.
Thank you. I mean, again, I'm going to write that down.
No problem. Yeah, I'm telling you, because when I was going to school, that used to like be my worst anxiety. It's like, okay, now I have to find this place, and I can't find this place, and I'm definitely getting my exercise trying to find this place, and then, you know, you're just going round and round trying to find the buildings, and then they don't necessarily alphabetically add up like they should. Like, building N should be next to this building, and it's really not, you know, it's next to building Z, and it's like, oh my goodness, okay. So yeah, I think that that would be a great help, you know, that the foreign exchange students, I mean, I could probably sit here and give you 1,000 lists of what I think would be great, but that would make me be the talker, and I'm here to interview you guys. So, so Angelique, you are a scientist. What sort of science do you practice?
Biotechnology.
Okay, biotechnology.
It's a mix of biology with technology. So basically we do a lot of genetic, like, engineering with different bacteria. Like, we change the DNA sequence of different, you know, bacteria so we can make them do what we need them to do. So basically that's what biotechnology is.
Okay, okay. Well, we need you in there with the COVID virus people. You go ahead and do something. I mean, I don't know. Something needs to be done so we can all get done with this stuff. Well, that's very interesting. So what are you all planning? What are you planning to do, like, with this? Like, where are you looking to go with this app? Or are you planning to do something else outside the app? Where do you see this going? Let me know.
So here is the ambition that we have. And I speak to this because my wife is such an inspiration person in my life, and she told me this first. I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And she said, "Look at the giants, because we're, you know, we're a little bit religious and we are people of faith." And she said, "You know, look at Facebook, how powerful Facebook has become, and look how inspirational Facebook is, and the different things that they're able to accomplish with their platform." I believe that we can do the same thing, because what we're talking about is connecting every single college student on planet Earth. We're talking about Brazil. We're talking about Indonesia. We're talking about India. We have 1.5 million schools in India. The government of India took us 6 months. They vetted us vigorously before they gave us that information. So we can service the whole entire country of India right now. So the goal is to ultimately reach 1 billion people. That's the goal. We're not doing it specifically, okay, we're trying to make some money. No, that's not the point. We're really trying to make a difference in this world. So when I die, I know that I fulfilled my purpose, not just having children, you know, doing something for humanity that, because right now students cannot connect at this level. There is no platform, there's no app on planet Earth, and we can boast that. Even Google, some folks from Google, they know this, that they don't have the database that we have. Not even Facebook. Some of the schools that we have in our database don't even exist on some of these. You can't do a search and find some of these schools in Africa, or in India, or Indonesia, or in Philippines. Just can't do it. And a lot of these students, they come from war-torn countries like Syria, and they come over to the United States, and they want to find their classmates from that era, and they can't. But through the platform, once they register, they'll be able to find those schools and get those relationships going that they used to have, you know, in 1940s or 50s or 60s or whatever. And that's something that we're very, very proud of. So we believe that we're going to change lives with this platform, and we're going to reach 1 billion people. Today is just me and my wife and a couple of people who are interested in working with us, but tomorrow it could be, you know, a whole army of people, because we're going to change the way people see each other, not just in America, but in all these different countries. So that's the ambition that we have, the whole planet.
Okay, well, I definitely respect philanthropy and definitely respect faith. You know, you don't ever have to be embarrassed to talk about our Heavenly Father here, because...
Oh, thank you.
You know, hey, you know what? As we are entering in, I believe it is the Shabbat pretty soon. It's, you know, it's about to be the Sabbath here. So... I definitely understand, and that's good that you you have a philanthropy in incorporated here. So with this platform, what is it that you do? You have something tied to it, like mission work or anything like that?
No, we don't have any mission work at this point, because we our startup, we focus mostly at this point in connecting the dots, which are our people.
Okay.
Later on, you know, we'll be able to introduce different things that can benefit them once, you know, a certain amount of people are on the platform. We're talking about, we've just been here for the past 4 months. We're not talking about, we haven't been here for years or 6 months. We just came on the scene, and, you know, within the short space of time, everyone is jugging at us, and everyone wants to get to know more about the platform, and we're so grateful that people want to know more, and we're trying to do our best, working with developers to make sure we give them the best products, and we're going to continue to evolve, and we just want to make sure that we make the right decisions, my wife and I, and that we can still be here 20 years from now, just like Facebook. That's the goal.
Oh, absolutely. So let me ask you, I mean, I don't know if it's private or anything, but can you disclose some of the companies or organizations that you partner with?
No. So at this point, internally, my wife and I are the founders of the company, investors and lawyers and law firms. You know, everyone wants to throw money at us, but it's not that simple. It's not that simple to throw money at us and say, okay, let's work together. I think everyone needs to be vetted, because we did this in the dark for 2 years without anyone knowing about it. And, you know, the vision is more important than, you know, accomplishing money. You know, we do understand that money is going to take money to bring this to the world, but at the same time, you know, somebody wants to throw money at us, you got to be vetted just as you want to vet us. So, and people don't want to join a platform if they know that, you know, the founders are disingenuous and they're not good people. They're just about, you know, making money and getting ads on and just destroying, you know, how people communicate. We're not into that. If you look at the platforms today, 90% of the platform is inundated with ads. How does that work? Like, come on, like, we understand we have to make money, but, you know, and the way they share people's information nowadays, I mean, if you're an investor, you come in, okay, you want to exploit the users as much as possible, we can't be a part of that. You can keep your money. So, no.
We are
getting so many people as much as possible. And my wife, gets, you know, she's been in a lot of these meetings, and she knows.
Yeah, we looking for people who understand our vision, and who are willing to respect the users and not exploit them. Like, to us, they are people, they're not just numbers.
Right. Well, that's important that you say that. So you're not looking to sell out, basically.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a good thing. I mean, that is a good thing. I mean, so many times, you know, people and their businesses succumb to selling out. You know, it's like, the highest dollar wins, and then before you know it, the whole platform has changed. So
Yeah, if you have that vision and you know that you don't want to do that, then it's wonderful that you all have decided that it's important that the people that come on with you do keep the vision. So give us a great example of exactly who your perfect investor would be. I mean, I know you just said somebody who this and who that, but like, just give us like a mock-up of who your perfect investor would be. Are you looking for anybody? Are you looking for people that are wanting to really support Black business? Or is it just anybody? What are you looking for?
You know, to be honest with you, I have to say, you know, I could mention 10,000 different names of successful folks who have actually done great in businesses. And one that really stood out for me, and he's not the biggest right now, but he's significant. And I think Jay-Z has done something that a lot of people sometimes, you know, they miss, because he came from an era where he is today, he's not even supposed to be there. Let's be honest. The things he's overcome in his life to get to this point, and how he has changed his persona, the way he carries himself, and, you know, the accomplishments that he has today. When he started Tidal, you know, everyone said it's going to fail. You're going up against Apple. You're going up against Spotify. Who are you? You're not going to make it. And what he has done and the decisions that he has made to allow other companies to come in, like Sprint, and partner with Tidal to make it what it is today. Obviously, it's not the biggest. You know, Apple's still the biggest company when it comes to streaming and them and Spotify. But I would love to work with someone like that, because he's been through the fire. He's been cooked. And, you know, he see how things work. And, you know, him being an African-American man inspires not just me, it's so many people around the world. And if there was an opportunity to work with someone like Jay-Z, we would jump at it in a second. Because we have had other opportunities as well. So-called celebrities would, you know, wanted to work with us, and we just not jumped. Not because you're a celebrity, that's why we want to work with you. So, you know, that's not their interest. Our interest is vision. Our interest is also protecting the culture and understanding that, you know, not because I'm African-American doesn't mean that I can't develop something that's powerful to change the world. And Bob Johnson and his wife did something with BET that was so special. Like, they changed the world. They did something for our community that we have never seen before, and I'm so grateful. And, you know, it's changed human, you know, the way we look at each other, and I'm grateful for that. And that's what we want to do with PS Remember, and I'm hoping that someone of that caliber will come in, and we're taking our time, and we're patient.
Jay-Z, maybe he'll listen, maybe he'll hear you, maybe you could tweet him, maybe that will happen one day, I don't know, but
absolutely.
Well, my thought would be somebody like Master P, honestly, if we're dealing with
Master P, there you go. People like that. So exactly. The Jay-Z's and Master P. Master P is, oh my God, you just mentioned Master P. Look what Master P did for the music industry. Look how he changed how artists are respected as business people. I'm just so grateful for men like those that we have to look up to in this era. I'm grateful. Master P is one of them for sure, definitely.
I like Master P personally because I feel like he's so transparent. Like, you can see what he's doing. I'm not saying he's perfect. I mean, we're not talking about his personal life or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, as a visionary, you know, just here recently, he was on the Breakfast Club with his son, you know, and his son and him were having this very authentic conversation right there. You know, they were showing you who they were right then and there. And they brought their products right there to the Breakfast Club. They didn't care. Backpacks, tennis shoes, all that. Like, this is what we are selling. Look at what we're doing. Buy it, you know. So, I mean, we know that he started out like many of the people selling the mixtapes out of his car and all that stuff. And he literally worked himself from the bottom up to the top. And I mean, I believe that, I mean, I don't know, but it just seems like he's just still very authentic. And I like Master P for that. He's a great
We love him. We love him as well.
Right, a great father.
Yes. Amazing father.
He did such a good job.
Yes, he does have some wonderful children as well. Okay, well, so talk to us a little bit about the music industry, Dwight.
Are you still involved with the music industry, or are you just focusing mostly on this app?
Yeah, I'm focusing only on my the app at this point. The music industry has changed from when I was in it maybe 15 years ago. It's different now. So, you know, plus I have children, I'm married, so I want to focus on the company and take it somewhere else. And yeah, music is not really much in me as I used to be.
You like the old school stuff. I understand.
Exactly.
I'm there too. All this, what are they doing now? I totally don't get it. But what we're going to do now is we're going to take a little break and then we're going to come right back. Okay. So
you
are listening to Ms. CeCe, the Real Infopreneur. You are listening to us on SoundCloud as well as Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All right. Listen to Ms. CeCe, the Real Infopreneur. We are back. I was going to say we are black, but we're black too. We're black and we're back. And again, this is our first show realigning with Black Talk Radio Network. The number one black radio station, internet station, and podcast station on the internet in the world. So we are so appreciative of that. And again, we are joined with Dwight and Angelique, and we are talking about their app called PS Remember. And this app is so spectacular that nobody else has an app like it. I mean, it is amazing how they connect different people from around the world, and students even. Like if you're 80 years old. I mean, you could find somebody that you used to be in contact with, you know. So do you have some success stories, Dwight and Angelique? Like people were telling you, oh my gosh, I found this person. Do you have any of those stories?
Oh, my wife does.
But the one that stands out the most for me is this young man who used to live in Syria. And then when the war broke out and the school was destroyed, and you know the where they lived, everything was just destroyed, so they had to leave very fast. And doing so, he lost contact with everybody that he had around him. And now he's living in the U.S. And he found out about a platform through one of the articles that we have. He signed up, and by chance, he was able to find an old friend of his who is now living in France through the platform. So when they send us the email to let us know about, you know, how they found each other, that always stands out to me. Like, this is amazing. This is why we're doing what we're doing, to reunite people, to connect people, regardless of where they are in the world, regardless of where they're from in the world.
Oh, that is amazing. And how many years has it been since he had seen his friend?
Over 5 years. Like, he thought, you know, he will never see that, you know, anybody again, and he also shared the frustration that he couldn't find his friend on other platforms because the friend did not use their real name in that other platform. The beauty of our platform is you can, as long as you know the school that the person has attended and the person has registered with that school, you will be able to find them. That's all you need to know. You need to know what school they have attended. And if you know the year, that will even help you better so you can narrow down the search. But if you know the school, you can just go down the list of that school and you will find your friend.
That's amazing. It's like a live virtual yearbook. That's what it kind of reminds
exactly.
me of.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing. And, you know, just last night, it's, you know, you just, you're laying down and just, you know, you think of your old friends because, of course, well, I know me. I love the 90s. I miss them so much. But that's when music was good, right? So,
yep.
So, I was just laying there last night, and I was thinking about a friend that I had from elementary school. Now, does your thing do elementary schools too?
Oh, yes.
We go all the way to kindergarten.
Yep.
Oh, kindergarten. Okay. Yeah. Well, that, yeah. Okay. So I was looking for my friend, and I could not find her, which is crazy because usually you can Google somebody or look on Facebook mm-hmm. or you'll see friends of friends, and then you're like, oh, there they are with a mm-hmm. weird name. That's them, but that's, yeah. you know, they have a different name. So I went searching for this girl, and I'm like, you know, this is weird that I can't find her, because she was, back then, she was very extroverted. And I think, you know, mm-hmm. she should be extroverted today. So I'm like, let me try to find her. So I found her sister. I'm like, okay, I know she's in her sister's thing. So I clicked on her sister's thing, and guess what I found? She died in January.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this was just last night, and I was so sad. I was like, oh, my God. Like, this January was just here. Like, here I am having this thought late about her, you know, because I grew up in Alaska. So, I mean, I'm very far away from that right now. But, yeah, so I was just thinking, and I'm like, well, you know, let me see her, because I don't see her on Facebook. Of course, a lot of these other people that you grew up with, you may connect with them, but then you'll see some people that are not there. And that's exactly what happened to me. I'm like, wow, where is she at? So then when I looked, I clicked on her sister's stuff, and bam, there was an RIP and a beautiful picture of her. I'm like, look at what she grew up to be. You know, it was so nice. But your app would definitely allow people to connect in a much better way.
Yeah. You know what, Cece, and this is why it's important that we to let folks know that they can register. That's what it's almost like. I'm not sure how the healthcare system is in America, but I think it's something along these lines where you have to, if the Obamacare works better by if you have more people in it. That's what I heard. So it's the same thing with Pearson member. If everyone just registered, they're gonna find their folks. That's it. You know, because if you register on Facebook, you still can't find your folks, because you just can't go back to that elementary school as you just did, or that middle school or that primary school, and find your folks. You just can't do it. So that's mm-hmm. why it's important. You know, we have some decisions to make over the next few months of, you know, the type of partners that we're going to have to come in to help us to blow this thing wide open, so the American people and everyone else around the world can know about this platform. Because once they get it, they'll never leave. They're going to stay connected forever. And stories like those, it breaks your heart, because you're trying to find each other and you can't. You pick up a phone book 20 years ago, or you try to do a Google search or even a Facebook search, and you just can't get that in-depth quality search and find the people that you need to connect with or reconnect with. So,
you know what? Oh, my gosh. I just have 1,000 ideas. Like, my head is exploding right now. So, you know, this needs to be marketed to? This needs to be marketed to senior citizen homes and assisted living facilities. They would love that.
My God.
They would love that.
I never thought about that.
Yes, they would love that because, you know, like, the world around elderly right now, they look at it and they're like, I don't even know this world, you know, and they're living in the facility with all of the craziness going on. What if they could connect with their community? And, like, even if, you know, someone has died, they still can connect with the person's brother or sister and, you know, whoever they grew up in the neighborhood with. And, you know, I'm sure, like, a lot of seniors do have iPads and stuff like that. You know, you'd be surprised. They have elderly classes at the library where they're teaching the elderly how to use the computers. You could even market this at the library. Like, you know, there's a program. I'm pretty sure you know about this, but if you don't, I'm going to tell you about it. It's called Lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A, Lynda.com. So Lynda.com is associated with the public library system in the United States. Here in St. Louis, we have two. We have St. Louis County and St. Louis City. Both of those use Lynda.com. Now, Lynda.com is like YouTube on steroids, because that's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's a learning platform. They teach you how to do stuff. So what if you could partner with something like Lynda.com, like have a commercial on their platform, and where these elderly people may be going to the library and they're learning stuff, and then bam, there's your commercial as an ad showing them, hey, you can connect with your people from a long time ago. They would do it.
We're definitely, my wife is writing that down, because these folks need to know that they can reconnect.
Yes, they do need to know. And then another group of people that I'm thinking about right now is those that have been gentrified out of their land, Like, you know, gentrification is going on so much in the United States, and there's always been these massive land grabs, and, you know, people have lost their property. My family is in that, you know, we lost our property due to gentrification. Yeah. So, I went to a ceremony a couple months ago. It was crazy because, I mean, I didn't really grow up there, but I mean, that's where I'm from. So they had the nerve to tear down everything and then build up all these wonderful things for everybody else. And they put up a plaque in the ground commemorating our Black families, because the area used to be all Black. It was all Black. And then, you know, they moved them out, and then they built a library and a community center. And when I went there, I was like, okay, well, what are you doing to commemorate the people you stole from? They said, oh, each room is named after the street, you know, that they stole. So they have the street names, and then they have this plaque. So what if you could connect with those people that have been gentrified out, and now that connection is there because all these people are part of this neighborhood, and now we are connecting on this app? That would be wonderful.
That's a category that I could get the developers to look into as well.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited about this because I'm like,
you should be a consultant.
Well, I do consult, but you know, we can talk off the record about that. But yeah, I'm so excited about, you know, our Black people doing things and actually able to push forward. Because what is the saying? I don't know if Les Brown made it up, but Les Brown does say it. The most prosperous place in the world is the graveyard. Because people die with their ideas, and they don't get to push forth with them. When I actually see our people able to invest in themselves and move forward, because it's so difficult, you know, invest in themselves, find people. You found a wife, you found a husband to go forward with and invest and make this happen with your idea. That is so amazing to me. It is wonderful. So I can't help but give you ideas. So it's right.
Yeah, and we're grateful. It took a lot of sacrifice to get where we are. It took some bumps in the road, TC. You know, and obviously, but because we have each other, we're able to weather the storm. And things I don't see, she sees. And when she can't see certain things, I'm over her shoulder to say, listen, we can do something different here. And we got each other's back. And that's why we got this far.
Yes.
Well, I believe that the greatest partner that you could have is your spouse, you know, because then, hey, you know what I'm doing. I know what you're doing. We're doing this together. That's a good thing. So I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful at what you guys are doing. So what do we have to look forward to in the future? Just, you know, what do we have to look forward to?
So,
people want to unite with you. How would they do that?
Oh, easily. They can go to pearsonmember.com. And the contact us is right there, and just reach out to us. Or you could also follow us on Instagram at PSMember, or you know, on PSMember.com at PSMember. So yeah, you'll find us. It's easy. PSMember.com. You can contact us right there, and we always respond easily, very quickly.
Cool. So are you all
non-members?
Right. Are you all looking to are you looking for spots on the radio for your commercial and that type of thing? Because we are also implementing that in. So if that's something that you're interested in, we can definitely talk about
that. Oh, absolutely. We're going to have that conversation as well.
Yeah, we can definitely have that conversation. But I can't say it enough. I'm so excited about what you all are doing. So do you you have any last words for the listeners? Any encouragement? Any scripture? I mean, anything. What do you want to say to the people for closeouts?
Yes. So I just want to encourage anybody that has a dream, you know, to go for that dream. If you know that your idea, your dream is going to change the world, it's going to change somebody's life, just keep doing it. I know sometimes things get hard, like especially at this time. You know, many people's dreams may die during this time. But I want to encourage whoever's listening, don't give up. Your idea will change somebody's life. So please, don't give up.
That's wonderful.
That was so powerful. And my, just to quarterback what she's saying, I want to just thank the African-American community more than any other community at this point in time. We've really rallied around me and my wife, and at some point we did not want to do this because we were like, okay, we are black folks. We're not supposed to do this tech stuff. Maybe we'll hide in the shadows. And it was a good friend of ours who was a white guy. He's like, listen, if you're going to make a difference in your community, you got to step out and stop being like that. It doesn't matter. You have something powerful. Let the people know about it. And don't hide behind your skin. That's basically what I want to say to our community. Don't, if you have an idea, don't say, I'm black. I can't do it. We can do it. And I just want to say thank God and thank you very much, Cece, for this opportunity.
Oh, well, we definitely thank you so much again. So, Scotty, you're there somewhere. Do you have any questions for Dwight and Angelique?
No, but I just want to confirm, give you affirmation of what you're doing. You know, I'm a tech guy, too. My background, I had military communications training, spent 6 years in the U.S. Army Signal Corps, and then when I had an unfortunate accident on a construction job that partially paralyzed me and put me on my back for a year, and then so all I could do was lay in my bed and surf the internet, and then I discovered this thing called internet radio, and so then I got on a platform back in 2007 and then had some problems with one of their employees who I'm just going to say was racist and mistreating us because of the name Black Talk Radio, even though that's an industry, that's an industry term, you know, Black Radio. And so, you know, he suspended us. And I felt sick to my stomach like someone had just, you know, gagged me, put a gag on my mouth. And I could no longer reach out to the audience that I had built over a year. And so at that point, I just felt so sick. I was like, come on now. You know this technology, and you're a good learner. So you figure this out. And so I figured out, and I actually copyrighted a DVD and a technical manual on how to hook up external mixers to a PC and then be able to broadcast over the internet. And so I'm like Black Talk Radio Network. We were ranked by Feedspot, which is a media marketing company based in India, 2 years running. They have ranked us the number one black digital radio platform and podcasting platform in two categories. The other category was African diaspora radio. So, you know, it'll be 12 years we've been on air and online come this November. So, you know, I'm like you, don't hide behind your skin. We have, we have some great minds, although we don't learn about them often in, you know, these schools down here in the United States about how the great things that people who look like us have done. But we we have greatness in us. So I just thank you all for following, your dream.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and thank you for not giving up on that dream of yours. Guess what?
So Scotty came on, and thank you, Scotty, for that part. I mean, you do so well. This is the thing. What did he just say? He said he's a veteran. What does that open the door? Veterans that can't find each other anymore. They're in the military.
Oh, my God, the military.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yes. But it's funny that you say that, because then when I was working on the database, I came across a newspaper article for veterans in Ireland. And basically that newspaper article, they were putting together a reunion, and they were asking anybody who knows anybody that went to that school, please contact them and tell them we're having a reunion in September. They didn't know how to reach out to those people. So when I saw that, I was like, you know what? We really have to do this, because look, there's people looking for people in newspaper because they don't know where else to look. This is amazing. Thank you for reminding me. That's amazing.
Yes. Well, there you go. That's just what we do, guys. That's what we do. We work together to get these ideas out there. Well, no problem. Well, I just, again, want to thank you guys, and I'm not going to hold you here hostage. Your weekend has started. Wonderful, wonderful. I appreciate you so much. Feel free to come back at any time as your technology evolves or you have new ideas. We'll happily have you on again. But thank you for joining Ms. Cece, the Real Infopreneur, and you all have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, you too.
Okay. Well, this is